Yes, welcome to On the Ranch. Hey, 2 points is 2 points. Let's sharpen our swords for the assault on the dragons. Welcome to On the Ranch. And $20 is $20. What?
What?
Huh? Hey? Wow.
Might not go there. Hi, I'm XR Bob on Twitter. That's Pistol from On the Spot.
I'm back. I noticed last week I didn't actually get introduced.
Didn't you?
Nah, because Morgan, it went around the circle and then he crapped on about his trophy ball for the next 10 minutes.
That wasn't by accident.
But I mean, that was worth it.
Yeah, that was planned.
I mean, the trophy has pride of place.
Oh, it does.
It's gorgeous.
And it should be introduced every week.
Oh. It should be.
Welcome to the trophy.
Can we all face the trophy and pray?
Well, you kind of do anyway.
Yeah. Kind of do, yeah. It should be we face Peyton and pray.
That's Morgan Holmes Evans, by the way.
Morgan Holmes Evans, get around it.
Get amongst it. I think Morgan Holmes Evans is
live and trending.
Still a little bit dusty from a Saturday night.
I think he might be.
Takes you a bit to get over him these days.
Let's not talk about because you'll miss me in the intro then, and then you can go back and talk to him.
Not as young as I used to be.
All right, well, that's Barking Frog MC.
Thank you.
Can we
nothing else from there.
That's it.
Can we talk about our Morgan's Dusty from Saturday night still?
Yeah, go. I
prefer we didn't.
How many cocktails did you get, Dan?
I don't know. Just one of yours, I think, was about all I needed.
A couple of margs,
bottle of champers.
Shout out to Trent for hosting.
Yeah, thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Trent.
The champers got me, I reckon.
Yeah. Some of that was terrible, champers.
You look fine on Sunday, though, Pistol.
I was putting up a facade. I was good.
Couldn't drive though.
No, well, I was in a corporate box. I got a morning call up to the box.
But there's no way you could have got back on it.
Yeah, got back on the Goldies.
You're a monster.
Because
have you not met Pistol?
Oh, I went. Yeah. I got up.
Hi, this is Pistol. Yeah, he's a pisshead.
Welcome to Jackass.
Started doing a few things. I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm good. Then I had a lay down. I woke up at about 2. Like hour lay down, and I went, I am not good. I am not good at all. I had to walk the dog. I dry reached about 4 times on the walk thinking I've got to get something out.
Yeah. You made the rookie error and had to lie down.
Yeah. I think I'm throwing in the towel.
No.
I think I'm done.
Got in the box, straight on the cans.
I think I'm done.
You can't be done.
I think I'm cutting it off.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it might be.
No.
Cutting what off?
Drink.
You've given up the drink.
Yep.
One big night. We all say that.
I was a vegetarian, so I think we found our girl.
Yeah.
I'll put a dress on.
Well.
How long did you get con for after I left?
Oh, I can't remember.
3 days.
Yeah. Oh. He's still going.
What time you leave?
I don't know. About 11.
Probably another hour or so.
I had a few when I got home, too.
Yeah, I bet you. No, about now. About now.
See, I can't Sunday, and then you got up Monday and went to work.
Yeah.
I can't do that
yesterday.
Anymore. Cannot do that anymore.
Absolutely killed it yesterday.
I've made that mistake once in my life where I went out on the Terps, got home, was so fired up that we went back out and then regretted it the next day.
No, it's when you wake up the next day and you're still spinning and you got to go to work. That's a bit hard.
Yeah, I normally don't.
Yeah.
No. So we're like, oh, hey, boss, I must have got food poisoning. Vermont Big Mouth.
Long time ago I've done that.
Couldn't quite call in sick because I was in the boss's corporate box with him on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's a tricky one to get.
That's where you turn around and say, mate, you damaged me.
Well, welcome to On the Ranch, episode 111. What a start. First 10 minutes is about getting blind.
Hey, I've got a solution to that. Just make sure he sees you eat something a bit dodgy.
Yeah, no.
Staring in your eyes as you eat it.
Just eat it and go, ooh, geez, Don't eat those. Yeah.
And then reject a beer.
Yes.
I don't think that's a good idea. But
I've got a water boss.
See? Doesn't matter if you have 14 after that.
I actually did start with the water when I got there because I was dry because I wasn't organised when you picked me up at all.
No, I know.
No roadies.
You gave him a lift.
I gave him a lift. And he walked out of his house.
You should have told me I had the tickets there. I was going to message you and say
I couldn't anyway. The kids at home, they just got home. And it was like Fabio had walked out of his house. No shirt. Jeans weren't even done up.
I didn't hair even have a belt on. Or hair wasn't, I'm carrying my shoes under my arm.
Hair was out and it's down to his past his shoulders. I had to double take. I didn't think it was him. Anyway, moving right along.
I woke up yesterday.
I'm trying not to have a visual, to be honest with you.
No, it's you can't unsee things like that.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
No.
But look, anyway, I have joined us.
I just wish I could do better at the Ashes, though. Yeah. I struggle at the Ashes.
I know.
I don't know why.
Because the chicks don't dig him.
Pressure.
I do know why, but I'm good throughout the year when I have to go to work.
Oh, you mean on the turf?
Yeah.
So why do you know why?
After what?
You know why? What?
After Rob's just built you up, you go, I don't know why I don't do better at the Ashes. Yeah.
Is it the sun? Heat?
I don't know. Dust. We do get on the drink and stuff, but
yeah, do we ever?
I find myself buckled on one of the days where I'm just
done.
Mm. Just done.
Cooked.
Yeah.
That's usually the first morning because you've gone hard on the first night.
Welcome to episode 111 where we just
talk about getting pissed.
Talk a piss.
Getting
4 hours.
Four-hour show. If anyone sees me drinking in the future, just pull me up.
Johnny Goldie. Yeah.
Pull him up and give him another drink.
Yeah, he might have another one.
No, I'm sweet.
Goldies are good. Is
actually, you got any rums in there?
There's only zeros.
John is 4X zero?
No, I'm good. I'm sweet. Hang on, we got zeros.
Yeah.
Get that out of here.
Well, if you're enjoying the chat, there's a whole extra 20 minutes of this just before we hit record. Oh, just before the public one anyway, and it's exclusively for Patreon fans. And so get on a Patreon dance, a little bit Star Wars too. Yeah.
Hypothetical fights,
yeah, between fictional characters played by the same actor. It's that's interesting, and actors who are not the same, but. Kind of from the anyway. Moving
Rob
on.
Rob thought that Carl Weathers is Billy Dee Williams.
No, don't spoil it. If you want to know,
I pictured the wrong Star Wars.
No, don't ruin it. If you want to know what we're talking about, you need to become a Patreon subscriber and get in there and have a listen.
Don't make me back out of that.
But for those that don't know who Carl Weathers and Billy Dee Williams is, Carl Weathers is Apollo Creed, and Billy Dee Williams is Lando Calrissian from Star Wars.
Yes. So anyway. Yeah, go
ahead. Rob thought they were the same person.
I didn't think they were the. Yeah, right. I thought they were the same person.
I'm not saying anything.
So go over to Patreon and subscribe over there. Moving right along. The Postman has asked if we can have a tradies, farmers, truckers, and everyone else that does something around.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Let's have an inclusive.
We're not having a tradies round.
Yeah.
Why not?
Have a
podcast round.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have a tradies round.
You've got to listen to all the podcasts.
The uniforms are all high vis. And the ref is in high vis.
That's pretty damn good.
The ref's just in black.
The ref is just like in.
And he'll stand out more.
No, like vintage WWF wrestling ref attire.
The ref is in the pie face outfit and he's got the chalky milk and the pie.
Yeah.
Sponsored by United Pie Face.
Yeah.
What is the farmers round? What are they? Everyone's got a
overalls
with a pitchfork.
Or
denim,
farmers.
Denim jerseys.
Sublimated denim jerseys.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
that's sublimated.
That's denim, not bad.
Denim on denim?
Yeah.
No. Skin sleeves on the top, so it looks like you're not wearing a shirt.
Jean shorts.
Denim sublimated overalls.
Jean shorts.
And jean shorts as well. Jean shorts as well.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, and steel caps.
It's a great idea. This is actually useful.
No, but actual steel caps.
Yeah.
Truckies?
And you can...
Everyone's wife beaters.
Everyone's wearing
stubbies, wife beaters, thongs.
One arm sunburn.
Okay, but one team has to... One arm One team has to wear blue wife beaters and the other team has to wear a white wife beater that's...
High-vis white beater.
Yeah, but it's got to have a sauce stain on it. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe that's the tradies one.
That's what the water boys bring out.
And
the 20s.
And the interchange bench is actual truckies that support that club.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're going to have Bruce, 58, making his debut.
And maybe the ref.
Run it up, Brucey.
He gets paid in a slab.
Yeah.
And he has to take his six-pack esky out on the field.
Oh, Kleiny, breaker. I'm going up to you with a no try.
And you got some 16-year-olds who got their dad's CB radio.
Piss off. Can I get a radio check?
Yes, dude, it's just silence for 40 minutes and then can I get a radio check? Are you a radio check, please?
Yeah, no, I got your little key. Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah.
Flash for cash outside the bridge.
We got party lights
minty,
on the bridge.
Minty wrapper on Highway 53.
Well, let's move right along. Round 19.
I'm all for that, though, tradies round. Get amongst it.
Yeah.
Recognize the people that make this world.
There is one issue, though.
Going forward.
There's more than one issue.
Hammer runs so fast, he'd have to pay a toll.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
You're welcome, guys.
Try the veal.
All right, catch you later.
Retro round, we just had it. And, round 19, the last game of the week. The most controversial game of the week, possibly.
Retro round.
Definitely.
Yeah, wasn't it retro round?
Was it actually retro round, was it?
I think it was NRL retro round.
It was NRL retro round.
Yeah.
And we wore, we wore our Women in League
jersey because that's this weekend and we're going
to play away.
Yeah.
They need to get their shit together. This is a mess.
This is a terrible.
This is a horror show.
If that
show.
Was retro round, that was terrible. I don't think anyone, other than Manly played in the retro round Manly jersey.
And they're making up for it this week.
It's just wear whatever you want, any week.
Did anyone else wear? I hardly watched any of the
Dragons. I think had their original red V.
I think Broncos had a sort of retro
like that one
jersey.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch many of the.
What
games.
Colours did the Bunnies wear, Pete?
Myrtle and Cardinal.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, 14,910 people got to see one hell of a game with four tries to the Cowboys and five to the Tigers, which is interesting. Tommy Dearden crossing in the first minute, and as I told Pistol while I was giving him a lift to the stadium, first try will be Tommy Dearden.
And Pistol got on for 10s at 16. Did drop 50 though because I had Cowboys to win 51+.
Yeah, but we won't go there.
Yeah, we won't play on that one. That was looking good after 2 minutes.
And then possession seemed to be non-existent for the Cowboys. Probably the set after that or pretty damn close to it. Val Holmes scoring in the 47th and then a double for Jeremiah Nanai after that, 53rd and 67th. 4 from 4 conversions for Val Holmes, 1 penalty goal and 1 field goal, which is basically perfect boot.
Yep.
The perfect boot.
When did he hit that penalty goal? I didn't see that in the – oh, that's right.
It was about the 83rd minute. Now, there was obviously some lack of ball handling with the boys this week. It kind of hinted at it last week, but there was some errors.
Man, it was there was some major issues going on in there. I couldn't hold the ball. Our right side defense was almost it was going retro.
Well, one thing that was certainly retro. One thing I read a theory today, might have been yesterday, that because we're missing Cotter and McLean in the middle and their tackle rate, so the centres are coming in, or you know, halves your centres, and everyone's coming in a bit. That's one theory.
Should be able to.
I don't know, that shouldn't
happen.
I just think the Tigers are actually playing pretty good footy.
But they were getting an overlap. And Felt had to come in off the
wing. Yeah. I'm not here to crucify Felty. And for all those idiots that just would not let that, won't let it go, he is the end of a line.
Yeah,
he has to follow the line in. For all those idiots that want him to stay on his winger, $10 says, you're the idiot that'll complain, go, why didn't Felt come in and make the tackle?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're a bunch of Muppets.
Anyway, that wasn't the reason we got beaten. It was 16 errors.
No.
16 errors.
We could not hold the ball.
I think we had like 40% possession in the first half. Which didn't help either. 64%
completion rate was 50%. 50%
in the first half.
In the first half, yeah.
And I only ended up at 64% overall against 82. So all the stats were, you know, for the Tigers, and look good on them for those two tries towards the end there with Naden and Toa.
Alarming times that we couldn't lock that one out.
Yeah. Especially given that one of them was sent off, Mamalo.
Yeah.
And we didn't sort of capitalise on that.
Yeah, we only scored early at the start of it. But yeah, look,
we didn't score at all during the sin bin.
We didn't?
No. So we scored at the 53rd. He was sent off in the 56th. And then Nanai scored in the 67th.
All right, there we go. Yeah, we scored just before he got. Yeah.
Just before and just after, ironically.
Yeah. It's hard to point the finger exactly where it went wrong. I honestly, we dropped the ball way too much, but I don't want to take too much away from the Tigers. I thought they played really, really well. They lifted for Jimmy's 300th game.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know, and I don't think you're going to get the same result next week from them, sadly.
I wouldn't think so, no.
I think they will.
Oh, I think they'll come out firing.
Yeah, I reckon they'll
just
be pissed.
Won't, I just don't know if they'll be. I don't know if that'll help them or hurt them.
Yeah. They've got the Bronx. I think that'll be a walk in the park for Tigers.
Drinky had a bit of a shocker too, unfortunately. Oh, I think he's had a couple now. Last week wasn't the best either. So, I mean, it was probably like three errors. But
in saying that, one of the ones that he dropped, it was a shocking pass.
Yeah.
But he had some good passes out to the wing and stuff.
Right? He did some good stuff, but he dropped one.
But you only ever remember the drop ball.
100%.
We were in a really good attacking position, and I think it was
just dropped it cold.
I think Murray Talangi was in.
Yeah, it was.
Is that the pass to him?
No, and it was a terrible pass. Yeah,
that was a shocker.
It was a terrible pass.
Oh, actually, it was just low.
Yeah, but a bit low. I know at that level they should catch that stuff, but
it looked very catchable to me.
Yeah, it was a terrible pass. But
from the sideline, after a couple of beers.
I probably would have caught it.
Morgan, I think, was horizontal on his couch.
Get me off the bench,
drinking
coach.
Drinking Hydralytes.
Yeah.
With one eye open, going.
It's probably just both eyes closed, so the room
pretty
wasn't
accurate. Pretty accurate, Pete.
I was listening to ABC
still
Radio.
Are dusty
not
now.
Productive on the Sunday. Not productive.
That's so funny.
Feeling quite sorry for myself.
Well, into the controversy.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I saw West Tigers on their social media, said they won.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. That was nice.
All I see is W in their scoreboards. Move on.
That doesn't hurt. But firstly, I've got a few notes here. We should never have let it get to that.
Oh, I totally agree.
100%.
Should totally never have come down.
You're
to
up
that
25 to 18, regardless of we should have been bathing them and whatnot.
Yeah.
They played a game, but you're 25 to 18 with 6 minutes to go.
And that first half with the errors crueled us. So, you know, there's a bit of recovery from there. And to credit, they did recover. We did recover. But, yeah, just that foot off the throat towards the end there. Now, to the actual controversy. I think it was a smart move for the kickoff to kick it deep, and try to get the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
That deliberate penalty, that exact penalty, or just
not that exact, but try to force an error.
I thought he may have miskicked that.
I
myself.
Think that you wanted to you kick it to the 10 to give yourself every chance of getting
it. Went a bit
ball.
Far, didn't it?
Yeah.
He is pretty good at the short kickoff, so yeah, that might be the case. Yeah,
but you also getting the penalty would be way lower than it just bouncing out of bounds, out of touch or something.
Or the other option is, which would be a very low percentage play, but you've got a person that stands in front of the kicker. On the 10-meter line.
Good play.
Drill it as hard as you can, low and fast, right at him. Bounce it back, get the ball, run through, because that bloke's going to not be tackling. He'll be brained. And then all of a sudden there's a gap. Chumalo, they last try to score, Peter gets money.
What happened is not far off the odds of that happening.
This is true. That's entirely true.
Drill it. Practice low and hard. Yes. I'm talking 3 feet above the ground.
Then old mate hit the steelwork just before.
Was it?
He did. It was a horror movie.
Was it Kapoa? I reckon Kapoa did change his line.
There's no doubt that he. Well, I don't know if it's so much that he changed his line. He picked that line going, I'm going for the runners.
So everyone who's defending him was saying that he was looking at the ball, but his peripheral vision knows where Kyle Felt is. Now, I know...
He did have a couple of bay peeps as well.
That's why Kyle, did have to step over.
Plus, every player is trained during every game and every kick to run a block, and they know where the opposition players are, and you watch every time.
He ran from the sideline straight across the field. There was no running towards the ball.
No. And he's running to block. So I have to agree with Kenty, and I hate doing it, but...
Oh, he just likes seeing the world burn.
Doesn't he?
He is the ultimate chaos and anarchy. Like, next week he'll be crapping on about something else that is... Kenty, what? You're the only person that is seeing this. Like, he just does not give a rat's.
But the next part of that is, yes, Felt milked it. Because every player milks when you run into another player, you
not
milk
my
it.
Kyle.
No, you milk a hit.
He didn't milk it.
I won't have you say a bad word about my Kyle.
He was not braced for impact because he was looking at the ball. So he didn't know he was going to run into it.
Okay.
So when he actually hit him, he's like, oh, crap, that actually hurt.
Yeah.
He didn't milk it.
He put a big left foot step in there to make sure he can't make contact with him.
He might have.
There's no way Kyle milked that, and I will not be convinced otherwise.
I may have sawn about three different Felts on the screen the way I was feeling, but he didn't milk it.
The short whistle theory. Have we heard
what
this?
What the fuck is a short whistle?
Well, so, and I've seen it explained.
This is a challenge. A challenge whistle.
No, no, no. At the end of a game,
yeah.
On the last tackle, the ref blows a short whistle.
To save a time's out.
Because it goes like
to
this.
To stop the
goes,
play.
Normally, in a perfect world, it goes. That's usually how it goes.
That's end of game.
Yeah.
That's the end of game whistle.
But it'll always go, and then about a second later.
That first one, though, apparently, so Annesley and a few others have described it, actually stops the game. And there's video evidence of this. And then he looks around to make sure nothing's going to be challenged or what, or there's nothing, no penalties or whatever. And then he blows
have
the
I
second.
Missed anything?
Checking with the touchies to make sure no one's got their old flag up like they used to do 15 years ago.
That's
okay. Which I think the touchy was talking to the ref. I said, just wait. If you look at it, he is sort of saying,
I think there's
just don't blow full time yet.
Either the touchy or the bunker.
Yeah.
Whoever. So, you know, I think, but it's letter of the law. Letter of the law, I think every step was letter of the law correct.
That was the biggest thing.
Shoe on the other foot, though.
Oh, no, I'd be blowing up about it.
Yes. So you've got to be a bit partisan on this. Shoe on the other foot, if that happened to us, like if we were behind when we shouldn't have been and we come back and we're in exact same position and that happens, I don't think the on-field ref makes it out alive and I think half the stadium burns down.
I think if that game was at Leichhardt, the ref doesn't get out alive. And the entire stadium gets burnt down, including the surrounding suburb. There would have been riots.
And their league club just for an insurance job.
Yeah, but then $20 they'd get for that. So what's the point? Oh, we're going that's it. We're going to watch it now. That's a good idea. But look back at all the times when Cowboys have been crueled by decisions too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, actually, going back, if the situation was reversed, I'd be looking at Val Holmes going, why didn't you kick Dewey had to
kick one, and one of those, mind you, was a penalty goal, which they crapped on saying inconclusive evidence of Tom Gilbert ripping it. The commentators saw it. We were all at the game, and we're watching it going, that's play on. That's he has not raped that. That is a knock on Cowboys loose head and scrum on the 45-meter line.
Yeah,
everyone's seeing it, and all of a sudden, penalty Tigers still inconclusive. Now you take that 2-point penalty out of it,
it doesn't get to the end.
It's 25-24 Cowboys.
Yeah,
well, and it could have even been more because we get the scrum feed on the 45. Who says we don't go up the field?
Exactly.
And the other one. Because we're microscoping a play in the game. And look, rightfully so, it was pretty monumental. Like, as much as I'm a Cowboy, how this all eventuated is, it's
even the
never
player
been
in front
seen.
Of him is coming to block that gap.
Yeah, yeah.
Never been seen before, and I hope it never happens again. But during the game, Nanai went for a try under the post. Luke Brooks raked it out. There was two in the tackle because there's a bloke still holding on to the leg.
Oh,
now
how long
saying,
did that go on that
That's
one?
Going for a try. I think that's allowed.
Yeah, and so they can say that. But leading up, if you listen at the audio on it, it goes, and you can see it clear as day.
It goes from the kick.
Dane Laurie.
Yeah, but he knocks it back. I didn't have a problem with that.
The ball lands in front of him.
No.
It's a knock on every day of the week. But even the ref says, the ball is knocked on by Dane Laurie, just playing on to see what happens. And then 30 seconds later, the ball is knocked back by Dane Laurie. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? It was a basket case all round.
It was.
The on-field referee felt that it was a knock-on, but the bunker turned around and said, because he did.
But the bunker says knock-on. And then they retracted
it. Yeah, he said checking to see if Dane Laurie has knocked on, because then he's knocked it back. I didn't have a problem with any of it. The problem I had was
the ball still landed in front of Dane Laurie.
Yeah, I don't know if it did.
Have a look at that, Morgies.
Anyway, there's
you could be sitting here all day.
We could go back to
those.
It's
the same
decisions.
As the boot, the foot kicking the ball out of the hand at the try line. Like, the foot, they're saying the foot didn't play at it, but the foot clearly plays at it. But I mean,
Well, and that's the other thing. They're saying that Cohen Hess has knocked it on.
Cole.
Yeah, he already took a step there.
Cohen Hess has knocked the ball on in that try scoring motion, but you can see Brooksy foot clear. And Brooksy's eye is looking at the ball where his foot is, and he's tried to kick it out. They award a try to Greg Inglis in State of Origin for Farah kicking the ball out. The same thing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It was a schmozzle. And was Klein the video ref the week before?
No, Sutton was.
Ah, that's right. Of course.
I was impressed, though, that Jimmy wanted to challenge the challenge.
Well, yes. you might as well try.
Oh, you can only ask. Anything.
In the same vein, I think Townsend just went, well, we're going to try. We're going
to
try.
Yeah, well, he said that in the press. He said, I'm going to ask. If they say you're not allowed to challenge, then you're not allowed to challenge.
Yeah, you've
got a challenge there. You might as well do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, look, anyway, is what it is.
And everyone's going on about Kyle with a smile, but he was laughing because Jimmy was trying to challenge the challenge.
Yeah. He's probably laughing at the whole situation. I would too.
He's public enemy number one. One of me friends is commented on the Tigers page or whatever, so I've obviously seen all this, and he is not well liked at all in Tiger Town, Felty. And well, it's like, get over it.
Yeah,
they're going to have games. Like, no one in Townsville likes Kieran Foran.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started on that game. They score a try. Manly score a try and the ball didn't even make it to the try line.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm. And then there's the hand of Foran.
Yep.
Then you go, let's go back even further. 2004, preliminary final. Yep. Cowboys, Roosters. Minicello knocks
offside.
On.
Yep.
Minicello knocks on and is collected by an offside player, so it should have been a penalty, not even a scrum. They've gone to scrum. That's fine, whatever. We've set the scrum. Didn't stop the clock.
Yep.
Yep.
Call the game. Don't talk to me like that. Go away.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff. Boom. Done.
Seven tackle set
against the Sharks. The list goes on. Roosters again, down 30-0. Come back and make the biggest comeback in finals history.
Was that in the semi-final?
Knock on from Rob Louis.
Yeah. Ball bounces backwards. Thurston picks up on the burst, scores a try. That one, I could sort of live with. You know what I mean? Like, it sucked, but I could sort of live with that one. That one was a tough. That's let's get the protractor out scenario. All the other ones,
friend of the pod, and Stampede extraordinaire.
Chairman of the board.
Josh Elmer has pointed out that in 2019, Tigers got gifted a try against us, which ended up resulting in a 27-26 Tigers win. Where NRL head of football Graham Annesley personally phoned North Queensland CEO Jeff Riebel to admit his whistleblowers got a crucial call wrong, which cost them during their Golden Point loss to the West Tigers. Annesley said senior referee Ben Cummins erred in awarding Ryan Madison a first half try in the loss in Townsville on Friday night after missing an East End Masters knock on in the lead up.
I remember that.
Annesley said, we believe the wrong decision was made. It's been a couple of weeks in a row that we've had incidents in Cowboys games which we regret and we wish they hadn't. So it's a little bit of karma as far as I'm concerned.
Do you think it's a fix-up?
No, they're just incompetent. They're just incompetent.
NRL's not smart enough to do that.
The bunker is just a shit fight, and it has been for so long. We talk about the bunker more than on-field refs.
Well, Benny,
I think the on-field refs have done a reasonably good job, except when it's Jared Sutton.
But and with the on-field refs as well, you got to remember the amount of stupid new bullshit rules that have been implemented, like do I blow a six again for this or that? The game is quick as anything.
Yeah.
You've also taken another ref off the field. It's only one person doing it.
Yep.
He's got to look at ruck, here, this, that, the other else. And then when you've got someone sitting in a box room that still fucks it up and can't get it right.
Yeah, defeats the whole purpose of what they were trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Well, they go all the years where Cowboys have been, you know, where the conspiracy theorists and the refs are against us and all this sort of rubbish, and now one goes our way.
Yeah.
Everyone goes bananas.
Now we can all sit back and go,
I'll take the two. How we got the two is...
Well, look, we didn't deserve to win the game.
To an extent.
Tigers were the better team on the day.
Yeah, to an extent. Like I said, I touched on that Dewey penalty. You touch on there's 80 minutes of football. There's so many moments that can easily decide what happened from an official point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're talking about one thing. Yes, it's major, and yes, it's Well, should never have happened.
Well, it changes the result. That's
the other
why.
Thing moving yes. on from that.
You cleanly, but, cleanly changes
the result. But everything else changes the result through the yeah, game as well.
Yeah, but it clearly, because yeah. there's no now right of, at least with the other ones, we still have the opportunity
100%.
To fix the problem. 100%. I don't disagree with what you're saying, though.
That plus, you need to be in every game till the last second, every yeah. week. Anyway, in the end, good to see everyone got around Tamu for his 300th.
Yep. Yeah, well, I don't know if I haven't posted anything up, but I've got, I mean, everyone's probably seen it, the other hucker and all that kind of stuff, but
yep.
that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep. Player points. 3 points I gave to Tommy Dearden. Led from the front. Brilliant. Brilliant in attack. You did well, young Tommy. 2 points I gave to Cohen Hess. He was involved in a lot of the plays and doesn't show up in much of the stats, but he was in there a lot. And yeah, that rake was Gilbert, so it wasn't Hess, so don't worry about that. Don't know where I was going with that one. And 1 point I gave to Jeremiah Nanai, who got a nice little intercept try there. That was
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty. That was pretty.
14 tries for the season.
He's now the leading try scorer for the Cowboys in one season, I believe, with 14. I think
second rower.
So for a second rower, forward. For the Cowboys. So that's,
he's their leading try scorer at the moment.
And there's still 6 games plus finals. So, well, I should have gotten ahead of myself there. Touchwood, finals.
He is paying 29 to win top try scorer.
Really?
There's a couple of people ahead of him. Pappenhausen, he's not there. But Alex Johnston, he's on 21.
See, that's 7 tries. That's a big ask.
But if Jono goes down with a season-ending knee injury this
and
week.
And Rabbits have got a much harder draw than we do.
Like, for 29-1.
Yeah, they had that too, and Felty was on top.
You'd be better off putting...
terrible.
Against the Roosters, remember?
Mm. Nanai into Lockie Neal for Brownlow. Something like that. I don't just to not, get some perch.
Lockie's not winning Brownlow this year, by the way.
By round 14, it was Lockie's.
Pistol's points.
I've gone Nanai for 3. I think he's just coming of age. You know, he's had 205 run metres. Everything he just looks like he's going to create something every time he touches the ball.
Everything he touches turns to goal.
Yeah, like how he didn't score that third try is beyond me, but he didn't. 2 points I've gone Val. Now, that's not just for the penalty goal at the end. Watching him live, he is an absolute gun athlete. He is everywhere. Quick. It busted through a few tackles to score that try in the second half, but just... the roaming he does around the field is unbelievable.
The whole back line, not taking anything away from Holmes, but the whole back line has got confidence in themselves and in each other. They're throwing those passes in goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you go, what the f*** are you doing? Yep. But it's coming off. It's and they're getting out of in goal. You know, and they're throwing long-range passes too from midfield right out to the... from the wing right into midfield.
That makes me as a rah-rah boy a bit happy to see that kind of stuff.
Crazy. But anyway, sorry.
No, you're right. Just the way he goes about it, they must get a call saying, hey, Val, go Roman Goalie for a set or two here.
Roman Goalie, I haven't heard that in years.
Just flows it and creates so much opportunity. And 1 point, Dearden. Now, with the way he's playing, he got first try scorer, so 160 in the skyrocket there. Thank you, Tommy. But he is another playmaker. Like, just soak as much off Chad as you can because you'll be the 7 for Cowboys for a long time to come.
I think he'll be, if not starting, then close to first reserve 6 for Origin as well.
Yeah, yep.
Easily for the next couple of years.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And then starting 6 once Munster retires.
Oh, he's got a few years still, money.
Oh, he does.
I reckon DCE will retire before that.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, true.
But those 3-2-1s could have been in any order.
Agreed. Frogson?
I pretty much the same as everyone else, just different orders, but I went Nanai. Oh, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I went Holmes. I was looking at the wrong thing there. I went Holmes for 3, 193 metres, just...
42 post-contact. That's leading. That's better than the forwards.
Yeah, only just, but...
Still
there. Yeah.
For centre.
I agree with everything that Pistol said. Tommy Dearden for 2 for me. I think that's, I would almost go as far as say that's probably the best game he's had in the Cowboys jersey. Almost. I'm sure that if I dug deep.
There's been a few this year, actually.
Yeah, but I thought he played really, really well. And then I went Reece Robson for 1.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I just he's getting very sneaky around that ruck area, and it's against a team that, you know, normally would have been against a team like the Tigers, but like we've all touched on, the Tigers really, really stepped up that game. He was being very crafty there. I do want to give an honourable mention, though, to Felty. I know he's copped a bit of ragging from a defensive point of view, but damn, man, he is so strong on that ball return. I know it says there, any rate, 54 metres kick return, but his to get us out of out of trouble after the kick and stuff like that, out of deep in our own territory, God, he's strong. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, he nearly scored that cool try, just put his foot on the line and stuff like that. I just, an honourable mention, I don't know whether I feel like I'm justifying his, you know, to try and stand up for him or anything like that.
Don't have to.
No, I thought he had a, you know, yeah, he made some.
He's like that every week.
Yeah.
So.
I would hate to be a winger at that level.
Morgs.
So, if a robbery came out of that game on Sunday, it was the fact that you two did not give Holmes 3 points. He was awesome.
Gave scoring, him twos.
Kicking super boots. So I went Holmes for free. So, Frog, I'm on board with you.
You probably watched the 4 minute highlight package or hey, the, or
I,
the
I,
mini.
I just had someone text me with a score. No, no, I watched the whole thing and Holmes was awesome. Two, I went for Nanai because, I mean, he's just Nanai doing things, doing Nanai stuff.
Doing Nanai things.
Doing Nanai things and scoring. Basically won us the game with Holmes. And one, I went Dearden. I think you can go past Dearden. So, yeah, 3-2-1, Holmes, Nanai, Dearden.
So you saw my 3-2-1s and just changed it up a little bit.
No, no, no. I think Holmes needed the 3 points. I think you have made a grave mistake by going Holmes 2.
Oh, grave mistake.
Grave mistake. So Holmes was our player of the game. Got 8 points.
Oh, we got player of the game.
That's
now.
Fair.
Well,
that's
I was
fair.
Just, yeah, I'm just going, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Holmes got 8 points, Dearden got 7 points. Then I got six, Hesse 2 and Robson 1.
Very good.
Overall, after 19 rounds, top three hasn't changed at all. So Cotter on 57, Drinkwater 52, Tamalolo 49, but it has moved a bit now. We've got a tie for fourth place on 45 points, Tommy Dearden and Val Holmes, both on 45. And Reece Robson still holding on sixth/fifth, if you want to be technical about it, on 36. Nice. But Nanai had a big jump too. Obviously, he's moved to 33. He's moved up the list a little bit and then no changes down the bottom.
Oh. Amazing that Cotter is still holding on to first place and he hasn't played.
Yeah.
It feels like ages, but it's because of Origin, it's a bit stretched out. But, no, that's cool. Excellent.
There you go.
Speaking of Ruben Cotter, every chance he could be back this week. He is named on the extended squad against the Dragons on Sunday at 4:05 in Sydney. What?
Yeah.
Sydney.
Sydney. The winner is that Nestrada, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Cogra. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, the Cowboys are Drinkwater, Felt, Holmes, Hiku, Talangi, Dearden, Townsend, Hess, Robson, Leilua, Gilbert, Nanai, Taumalolo. As they are named today, they'll probably change as they do. The interchange is Hammer, Granville, JTB and Griffin Neame, Connolly Lemuelu in 18th, and the aforementioned Ruben Cotter in 20th.
You'll be back.
Yeah, but the only issue I have is we've rushed players back with hammies.
He was good to go last week.
And there's a high incident re-injury rate on hammies. So I just get nervous with that. That's fine if he's back.
He was good to go back last week.
But yeah, look, the Dragons.
Just on Ruben, he is a dude, man. Like watching after the game, you know, they get in their kit, the brown RMs, the fucking long pants, all that.
Yeah.
Every other player in the team, their sleeves are rolled down and buttoned up, tucked in, everything's presentable. Ruben's got the sleeves rolled up, the shirt's untucked, he's ready to cut loose at the cow. Locks are flowing, like, no, nothing to give. Look zero. At me go. Zero.
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 Good to see the Dragons. Moses Mbai, Matthew Fagai?
Fagai.
Jack Bird, Zach Lomax, Tautau Maunga, Talatau Amon, Ben Hunt. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Jack DeBellin, Andrew McCulloch, Blake Laurie, Billy Burns, Jaden Sewer, Tarek Sims, Tyrell Sloan, Aaron Woods.
How heavy is their bench?
Aaron Woods, Frank Mullo, and Josh Maguire. Oh, it's on.
Solid lineup.
Josh Maguire.
That's a pretty handy bench. I'm not going to lie.
It's not bad.
But it's big. And if I do, if I want to criticise it, probably too big.
Yeah.
Like, the count, like we're a mobile.
Yeah, but like as squad. Much as we all sort of rag out on Moose these days, he's probably a little bit more of a
brawler.
A Brooklyn brawler.
Second rower, lock than a prop.
I'd go with brawler.
But he's not quick. UFC Aaron Woods is not brawler. Quick.
Yeah. Aaron Woods is not quick.
Frank can be. Frank Molo.
Frank the Tank when he gets rolling.
Tyrell Sloan. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, look, I don't disagree with where you're going with it. I'm just curious to know who misses out with Rubes coming back.
Well, I think you would. I think again, Lich will end up back on the bench, and
it'd have to be Lelu, surely.
He's been solid.
No.
He's been great. But
he'll stay at 17. No,
push Lelu back to the bench.
Who do you reckon goes? I reckon it'll be. I think Granville will go.
Yeah.
Granville's played the Cotter role the last couple of weeks too, though.
Yeah.
JTB and Neem have been solid.
Yeah. JTB had a bit of an ordinary game on the weekend.
You reckon?
I thought he was all right.
I thought he was better that game than the week before.
I thought he had a blinder against the Sharks.
I thought he was fine against Tigers.
No, I reckon they'll keep Granville.
I think.
I don't know if you can. Yeah, I don't know if you can drop Neem. Neem was solid.
I reckon it'll be JTB.
HTF doesn't play big minutes.
Hammer.
Yeah, I don't know. HTF.
Like Peyton keeps saying, he's a Ferrari.
Well, I've heard whispers, and I don't know how true it is, and I'm scared to voice it.
But he's going to.
But I heard, because it means, because if it comes true, then we said it
grab
first.
Grab the table.
We said it first. I've heard whispers that Dolphins is getting banded around with Hammer's name.
Yeah, right.
I know he's still signed for next year.
Of course it would be. But, you'd be mad not to be.
No, this is coming from better sources than just hearsays.
Well, he wants to play starting.
He wants to play footy.
And I don't knock any player for wanting to go to the Dolphins. It's a fresh start. You'd be trained by Bennett.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to say he's a god, but, he's
pretty good.
He's the benchmark. He's
top tier.
Out of every football player that I've ever dealt with that's been coached by him, rate him as the best man manager in the world.
Well, that's it. So why not? I mean, you know, he's going to link up with Tom Gilbert. Mm. So I don't begrudge any player who wants to go to the Dolphins.
I don't know how true it is, and neither does that person that told me.
Yeah, well, don't give that away.
No. But
not on air anyway.
Yeah.
What was it, Morgs?
Yeah.
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 Do you think now that Nana has come on so strong that we've kind of fallen a bit out of love with Hammer?
No, I don't
think it was all hammer, and then I came.
I see where you're going with it. Yeah,
let's kick it to Nanai. Kick the problem it bomb
is, to Nanai. Yeah, well, yeah, but what do you do with Hammer?
Hammer. The problem I have with Hammer at the moment, and I did say this early on,
put him in front row.
Is that
running back?
He at the moment is still he's
strong.
Give him a ball, let him run.
He's strong, but he doesn't go hunting for it. His positional play seems pretty ordinary to me at the moment. I don't know whether that's a confidence thing or not playing enough or not. I don't know. But that last try that the Tigers scored, he was nowhere to be seen. He was way in the wrong position for that.
Yeah, no, and it's been spotted a few times.
You know, it just for me, it's like with the hype that comes around him for a guy with so much speed, he does not seem to put himself in the right spots enough. And it's easy for me to say it as an armchair expert. He may be doing exactly what he's been told to do. And I'm not going to take that away from him. But I guess the expectation is a lot higher.
But the other
what we've seen him do.
For me, the other part is you can't have Hammer and Jake on the bench.
No. Yeah.
I said that last week. It's too small. I don't like it.
It's too small. And if you're going to bring Cotter in, even if you bring Cotter in on the bench.
Yeah. And look, he may come back on the bench. That's why I said, sadly, I think Jakey Granville will be the man that'll miss out.
Potentially. And I don't think Luch will start. Because he started.
Well, he didn't start last week.
He didn't start last week. But
we all
named.
Said that. We all said that too.
He was named at 10 and didn't start. Maybe Cohen Hess doesn't start. I don't know.
But we just re-signed Granville too.
Yeah.
So we're going to have this problem next year.
But he's a mess to fix it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be on a monster contract deal. No.
And he's a Mr. Fix-It.
Mm. Well, that's right. You can drop him in anywhere. And that's the advantage of having him on the bench. If you lose a back, he can fill in.
You need a player like Granville in your squad.
And I guess as long as he's happy.
And he's at that age. He's at that age. And this is why he's like Jake. Player. He is a role player.
Yeah.
He will do what is needed by the club. Yep. If the club turns around and says, mate, you're out this week, then he'll sit out.
Dress up as a wizard on the weekends. Yeah. Role player. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a wizard, Jakey.
Shouldn't have said that. Should not have said that.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Like I just sadly I think Jake will be the man that'll miss out this week.
All right. Okay. I think
if everything that I've heard is correct.
Well if we're gonna throw out predictions. You reckon Jake, I think we might lose either Neem or JTB.
I'm gonna go JTB.
And I think it might be JTB.
Yeah. Sadly, I think you're right, but I just my guts because I think JTB's been playing good footy. And I still think we
move Hammer into the front row for Hess.
Play him at prop.
Okay. He's quick enough.
Well, he put on an awesome tackle.
Yeah,
I forget who it was against, but he's
pretty solid. He's strong. He's strong.
How do you get?
He can use his weight. To an advantage.
You can only pick 17. How do you get 17 into 19?
Yeah, it's 1 point something. I don't know. Yeah. It's 1.04 or something.
You get 19 into 17. It's a toughie. I don't know. Maybe shift Drinky to 5'8", then Hammer to 1 and drop Dearden.
You've just given him a point. Drop him. Drop Drinky. Hey, he got dragged last week.
It's what you got to do to get Cotter back in the side.
This is
the downside to having a good team at the moment.
On a serious note, if Cotter doesn't do a hammy, he stays in the team regardless.
Yeah.
So what the Blues did when Whiten was out with COVID, they brought Crichton in or whatever, but then game three, Whiten should have been a walk-up start for game three in Origin.
Of course.
So same principle applies here. I think Tanua Brown has been, or Granville for that matter, one of those two, have been playing because Cotter's not there.
Yeah.
That's a fair call.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, as much as we like is and all, but it's Cotter's spot, so I'd probably be saying Jake isn't in the side.
Yeah.
Because I think Cotter can play that multiple forward.
Which sucks because Jake is a fan favourite and he's great. I think Hammer is a Ferrari, but
He's also a Ferrari that very rarely gets out of second gear.
I'd rather see a Jake in the side playing 60 minutes than a Hammer sitting on the bench for 60 minutes.
This is true, yeah.
So
I'm with you there. Oh, headaches.
Cotter walks in.
I'm glad it's Toddy's problem, not ours.
It's Cotter's spot because he would have been
playing. If all reports that I've heard are correct, Cotter's playing this week.
Well, that is the Channel 9 game on Sunday.
Two in a row.
I'm going to watch that.
Two in a row.
Oh, yeah.
No, the Channel 9 commentary. I'm going to watch Channel 9.
Oh, bugger that. I tweeted on the game the other day during the Tigers game. Is the producer, the Fox NRL, and tagged Fox NRL as well. Real smart I am. Is the Fox NRL producer auditioning for a gig at Channel 9? Because the cutaways to players who are just on, you know, they warm up on the bench. They just stand around. They were cutting away to players and cutting away to, they were doing, showing players who are way off the ball while there's game going. I'm like, this is like I'm watching Channel 9. And then Cummo reminded me that Fox used the Channel 9.
Could have been the same cameras.
It was 100%. The same cameras and the same. They just use the Channel 9.
Because it's funny. Bad. It's funny when you said the game.
Fox NRL didn't reply.
So didn't come back to you.
Where centreline is, so the centreline on the field. My favourite spot.
I got a fair idea of where centreline is.
Which I've never been in.
So thanks, Rob. where the Tigers run out, Channel 9, that's normally where Fox sits and that's where the independent doctor is and all that kind of stuff. Well, Channel 9 takes over that. And poor Tatey stuck over with all the radio sideliners, sitting there with Wally and Elliot from who was doing Elliot and AB for those that listen to Triple M in the afternoon's drive. Wally. He does the Triple M Townsville footy call, and then Wally's there doing the national Triple M call and that kind of stuff.
Can we get in there?
Buy a ticket. Media.
Yeah.
Get a media pass.
Yeah. Can we do like a live pod on the sideline?
Well, yeah. We need to talk to Rubes a bit more.
Yeah.
At least at Rubes. Yeah, probably the wrong guy. Anyway.
But I wouldn't mind. It'll be on game day. So either Jake or Jermaine sits out. A little triple J, same game multi. Jeremiah, Jason, and either Jake or Jermaine to any time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. The old triple J's, hey?
It's a sign.
A little sponsor there.
Might be half.
Whoever out of Jake and Jermaine stays in, just get a little same game on the Triple J.
Be the only good Triple J I've heard in
quite a long time.
30 years.
Yeah. Definitely fallen off the hill.
Oh, without a doubt. A long time ago. Anyway, Dragons vs. Cowboys, round 20, 405. Women in League round.
Yeah.
Depending on which club you listen to. Footy tipping.
I'm so confused.
ESPN footytips.com.au. Your password's GOAT if you want to join us. Search for On The Ranch. It's probably getting a bit late if you want to join us now, especially if you come in like right at the end with more points than what we've got. We won't be happy.
And if you've got more than 82 points, you definitely won't be happy. Dogs.
Anyway, leading the competition is JJ86 on 126 points. One ahead of Cowgirl Shez, who had a good round, tip 7. On 125, I Find Tinsel Distracting, Cambo 22, and BJB Lab are on 124 points apiece. BJB Lab tipping a perfect round. That's arsey. I'll give you that.
Had a blinder.
And I don't mean of the Dejan kind. 123 points in sixth place, Rocking Horse Road. Rion, Tamalolo is better than Parker, Methodical Flamethrower, and Graham C 89, rounding out the top 10 on 122 points a piece. I'm in 19th on 119, coincidentally. And as I go down, Red Hot Richie, our inaugural, I struggle with that word, winner, is on 118 points in 24th spot. Come home 99 in 31st. And it's Hammer Time in 39th, 115. There's a few new names here after I mentioned the good names from a few weeks ago. There are a few names that have changed, so I have to point that out. Barking Frog in 42nd spot, having used a joker and only tipping 5.
Yeah.
What wow.
Yeah. I would have been one ahead of Kamo if I had hadn't gone the storm.
That's what happens when you bend into peer pressure, see?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, I was going to use it. I
you were. Webster won, our reigning champion, on 109 points in 54th spot. Morgan TSV in 59th on 107 points. Huge Hendo, friend of the pod, 61st spot on 107 points. Where are you, Pistol?
89th.
Oh, sorry, in 78th spot, one of the new names this week is I Find Pistol Distracting.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, with a love heart.
Who's that?
With a love heart.
If it's a girl, good on you. If it's a bloke, fuck you.
Well.
Oh, hey, come on.
That's rough. Manly.
Being inclusive.
Do you play for Manly?
It's a bloke. Inclusive.
It's a bloke. I'll tell you now. 89th spot is Pistol Blazing Two Guns. Yeah. Used to joker.
Got 6 on me joke.
You did get 6 on your joke.
Hello.
On
joke. Hello.
Hey.
Don't call it a comeback.
What?
Freaking Parramatta stuff me over.
Who's coming on whose back? You're only 4 points behind people who are still tipping.
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
You still got a joker in hand too.
I do.
No pressure, K-Dizzle.
No pressure at all, K-Dizzle. There is a couple others above you who are not tipping though. Way ahead. Rion is winning the exclusive Patreon tipping comp on 124 points. With me in second, Corbin Kelly in third, Kamo 99, Al the PC Man, Barking Frog, Grizzly 87, Magic Mick, Chris Reed, Morgan TSV, Huge Hendo, Cat 72, Jay Birdman, AU, and Swiss Cowboy with 92 points. Pistol Blazing, Two Guns, again rounding out the bottom of that one. You're only 10 points off Carsten.
Yeah, I'll catch him.
You'll catch Carsten.
I'll catch him.
That's Pistol's goal for this year, is just not to come last.
All right, NRL round 20 kicks off this Thursday night at Four Pines Park. The Manly Sea Eagles have blown out to $6 on the back of some news.
With few outs.
Whole bunch of new outs. Strange things going on there at Manly. Wonder what's caused that. Anyway, the Roosters are $1.13. And
I just find it very funny that they're wearing a jersey to be inclusive, but they didn't talk to the players, so they've excluded them.
Yes.
It just blows my mind. Like, I credit to Manly for trying to do what they were trying to do.
Mm.
But you got to talk to your players before you come up with. I mean, good on the marketing. Look, it's good on the marketing. No, look,
no, it's not good on the marketing because it's women in league round.
It's shocking on the marketing.
And they try to hijack it.
They try to hijack it and upstep it.
It's shit marketing.
It is.
Just like they made black jerseys on Friday the 13th Magic Round. They went on a curse ever since then.
Yes. Have a look at all these no photos here on the website.
Have a look at there's one James Seguizarro.
Yeah.
Blast from the past. Look, they haven't even got any two at the bottom
here. Oh, my God, they could only name 20.
What a mess.
Well, that's about – they could only name 20.
Yeah.
Because it was a 30-man squad.
Yeah, okay, true.
Yeah, but there's a few injured. Ben Trbojevic is concussed.
Yeah, yeah. Jake –
Turbo's seasoned.
Lachlan Croker. Oh, no, he's in. Lachlan Croker's in. There you go. Pio Secchi has no picture. No idea what he looks like.
No.
Alfred Smalley.
Hasn't even got a clue.
Well,
It's
a bit Guy Smiley. Anyway, the Roosters are $1.13. I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to tip the Roosters by 12 here, even though it's at 4 points back. This will be the one Manly somehow gets up and actually wins. But anyway, Pistol.
Yeah, because I hate the Roosters and I hate Manly, but I hate Roosters more, so I'm going Manly by one.
Okay. All right.
That would be the smallest margin you have ever.
Well, I'm channeling the...
at least he doesn't lose by much if the Roosters do win then. So.
I'm channeling the unbackable Tigers last week and they should have won, so I'm thinking the unbackable Manly might just do the Roosters.
Oh, it's $6. $6. Morgs?
I'm with Pistol here. I could not care less who wins this game. I hope they both get zero. Having said that, Roosters by 12.
What if it's a draw?
Oh, that would be
something. Yeah, that would be good. A 0-0 draw would be... bloody perfect for this game.
The tricolours versus rainbow colours.
A nil-all draw at the 90th minute.
Wouldn't that be good?
Wouldn't that make for fantastic. An interesting...
Screw them all.
That'd be a very entertaining Fox Morgan Sports mini.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Imagine loading the mini on that one.
Frog. Yeah. I've gone the Roosters by 10.
Roosters by 10?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You're thinking it's going to be a bit closer than I did. Friday.
Only just. You went 12.
Yeah, I know. Mount Smart is the New Zealand Warriors at $4.25 up against the Storm at $1.22. Storm on the back of four losses. You reckon they can turn it around here?
No.
In New Zealand too.
Yeah, I know.
My heart would my I'd heart
love to see
would love to win. See the Warriors win and the Storm just go on a massive slide.
Unfortunately, I've
look at this photo.
You know, actually, you know
the
what?
The Storm are trying to get the Fox.
I've picked the Storm every loss. So I'm going to go the Storm again this week.
Yeah, good science. Good science.
Good science.
For the cowboy climb.
Yep.
Yeah,
Segregation.
Yeah, segregations. I'm going the Warriors too.
Yeah, I'm going Warriors. I don't know what the hell Storm are doing.
Yeah.
Warriors in New Zealand.
Stuff the Storm.
Stuff them.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it again. I'm going the Storm.
Storm lose this.
I said it last week. I can't see them losing four in a row, and they did.
Yeah, look at the Storm there, 24. They lose this. Roosters or Manly will go to 22 and maybe even Raiders if they win. The Storm could slide out of the eight and not even be final contenders.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, it's definitely possible.
In fact, I think the Tigers are the only team that mathematically cannot make.
And the Titans.
And the Titans, obviously.
Go Warriors for eight.
Penrith cannot drop out of the eight.
Penrith can't lose the minor premiership.
And if we...
Oh, they can.
They've got the biggest lead.
They could lose a minor premiership, but they can't drop out of the eight, obviously.
Yeah.
They can't drop out of the four.
We can't drop out of the eight. Oh, sorry. If we lost every game from here on out, it would depend on for and against.
Yeah.
As to whether or not we drop out.
And at the moment, we're doing pretty good.
And look, we're paying $8 to win the whole thing.
Touchwood.
That's what I said at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And we are paying $8. That's a hell of a shorten.
About time it's come down a bit.
A imagine second game.
If getting on them at 81-1.
Imagine if you did.
Imagine if we got on at 81-1.
That would have been nice. Petty had tied up with a bloody Lions winning.
Oh, we just need the Lions to win as well. And then it is payday.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it is second game Friday night at Combank. The Eels are $3.40. The Panthers are $1.32. I'm going to go the Eels here. Luai, gone. Done. Knee, out. Who is... lining up at six. O'Sullivan, yep. Eels for me.
You used to have a neighbour across the road called Sean O'Sullivan.
I know.
I've gone...
You've told us that all the times.
was just a quick I know, like, shut up.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it like that.
I've gone Penrith purely on Cowboy segregation, but yeah, if Penrith can lose a few, that would be nice.
Yeah.
If they win, just keeps that segregation happening, and also, but if they can win with a few bad injuries.
Okay, Morgs.
Panthers.
Not that you wish injuries on people. I didn't mean that, footy gods.
Frog.
I have gone the Panthers.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Saturday the 30th at 3 p.m. at Seabus. The Proctorless Titans are $3.05. The non-vaping Raiders are $1.38. I'm tipping the Green Machine.
Yeah, I'm going Greenies as well.
Titans have gone up in smoke. I'm going Raiders.
I think technically it's the water vapor, but okay.
That's why they call vape. But anyway, yeah, I've gone the Raiders. I don't think the Titans can win a game for the rest of the season.
Remember last week you said Titans 30 plus?
Yeah, maybe.
How'd that go?
Not great.
It went poorly. The second game on Saturday, points bet. Sharks are $1.73. Rabbits, $2.10. This could be a good one, actually. You got the ins and outs there for us, Morg, so I just want
to... Yeah, I was just looking at that too.
Look.
Yeah, we gotcha. Quick look. Game of a round, this might be.
Fact. That's not it. That's not Titans, that's Raiders. That's not
it.
No, we'll just run and pass that one.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't think AJ Brimson played for the Sharks, but good to see. The Trell. Alex Johnston.
It does make your lip, your mouth water a little bit, this game, doesn't it?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't really care, but I am going to watch it because it should be good.
What I do like is the 18th man for the Sharks here and the number 9 for the Rabbitohs. Bit of Dykes on Cook.
Very good. In that case, I don't know. I have a feeling Rabbits...
That was terrible.
I have a feeling Rabbits will get up for this, but I'm going to tip the Sharks and contradict myself again.
It's only because Sharks are on 26 and I'm going Rabbits, but I do want to see the Rabbits lose.
We're all contradicting ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going Rabbits purely on the fact that if that happens and they'll both stay on 26 and Cowboys go ahead. But
yep.
If Sharks win, I'm not overly upset because I want to see the Rabbits on a slide as well.
Sharks win, we'll more than likely still stay ahead unless there's some flogging.
Oh, we will, but I want to get points.
Yeah. Like I'm with you.
If we win and Rabbits win, then there'll be a 4-point break to third spot. And as opposed to a 2-point break.
I do like your thinking. And Rabbits are actually fighting for top 8 here, so...
Yes. But if they lose, I'm not upset, but I've tipped them purely on segregation.
Morgan.
I've gone Rabbits, but I don't really know why. But I've just got a vibe. We're going to Rabbits.
Oh, you've got the vibe.
We've got a vibe.
We've got a Dennis Donato going on down there.
Yeah, it's just a vibe. Just a vibe.
I've cleared tray 3 4 fucking times.
I've gone the Sharks.
Gone the Sharks.
Yeah, gone the Sharks, but this is a flip of the coin game.
Could be. Saturday night at Suncorp. Somehow the Broncos are home again. I don't know. Were they home last week? I don't know what's going on.
They played at Combank.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they're $1.11. The Tigers are $6.50. Beware the wounded tiger. Still tipping Broncos.
Stay classy.
San Diego. Go fuck yourself.
I've gone Tigers. I think they'll be good for the run against the Cows. Should have had the win. Didn't have the win. Footy gods were on our side. Do you think they'll get the 2 points? Like, surely the legal case can't overturn.
Dude, if they give them two points, that would open up the biggest can of worms. What happened?
That'd be madness if it went to that.
Yeah.
No. Every game would be before the courts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Stupid. I think there's only ever been one game in the AFL that was overturned. Post game,
Siren Gate.
Tassie.
Other than that,
was that Freo and St Kilda?
I don't know if Freo were playing in Tassie.
No,
St Kilda was definitely in it. I think it's St Kilda versus Hawthorn.
Well, it normally only Hawthorn or North Melbourne playing games there, but anyway,
it was. Oh, Pete, you're good. St Kilda versus Freo.
Why was it this in guy? Robert? This guy
just knows things.
Just knows.
Just knows stuff and things.
Just knows very. Yeah. Irrelevant things.
That was impressive.
That's impressive. Morgs.
Yeah, I guess.
You've got your new
Bronx in Queensland. Walker to Park.
Sadly.
Yeah, I've got the Bronx. I don't think the Tigers can lift themselves again.
Oh, you know what? I reckon they might. Yeah. I'll be watching this.
Broncos are an Adam Reynolds injury away from a season-ending campaign. He's the only thing holding that side together.
Yeah, 100%. Sunday, that's pretty standard. For Broncos have always had to have a good half.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's no one's doing anything outside of him. At least Dearden's doing something outside Chad. Val's offering something. At the start of the year, everyone had Cowboys as wooden spoon and Broncos not too much better. Drinky's offering something. Tessie New's doing nothing. Val's offering something. Stags has decided to kick stones. Ezra Mamm, as good as he is, he's not doing much outside Reynolds. Their hooker, Billy Walters, come on.
He's only there because Dad's got the job.
Like, they are literally held together by whatever Reynolds does.
All right, well, on Sunday at McDonald Jones, the Pongerless Knights. No Pong in the Knights.
Absolutely gone.
$2.65, Bulldogs, $1.48. I think the Doggies.
Isn't it funny that we say that and then you look at their halves pairing, and in theory that halves pairing should be just drilling teams, but they're just not.
No, I've never rated Milford, sorry.
He's just gone the Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know if...
He might get a career back under Bennett. I don't know. Yeah.
Never know. I'm going the Bulldogs.
I've gone Dogs too.
Morgs?
Do I have to answer?
So you've gone the Knights?
God, it's hard.
You've got to go the Dogs. You've got to do it.
Oh, no, actually,
say it.
100%, if you go Dogs, I'm changing to Knights. Shit. Because the last time you tipped Dogs this year, they lost. That's not the only time they've lost. But
I might go Dogs.
And if you go Dogs, I'm not actually going to submit a tip.
I might go Dogs. I think I'm on the Dogs.
You're going the Dogs.
Yeah, but my man Hoy's playing.
I'm switching to Knights. If you go Dogs, I'm going to Knights.
No, I'm going
Dogs. You said that last week. Dogs. Oh, my boy Hoy and Clifford's back, so I'm going the other team.
Yeah, look, Clifford and Hoy's back. I'm going, oh, crap, I don't know. Oh, look, I'm going to go, I don't know.
It's like Dogs. Asking your mother to choose her best child.
Can you just scroll down? Is Jack Johns playing or is he just in the reserves? He's just in reserves.
19th.
Phoenix Crossland.
Crossland.
I'm so torn.
What a name.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Where is it? McDonald Jones. I'm going Knights. Knights at home.
I'm going back to Bulldogs then.
Knights at home.
Yeah, I've gone the Dogs.
Very good. The last game of the round and the one we all care about. The Dragons are currently paying $2.85. Cowboys are $1.42.
Tell you what.
Odds don't mean shit anymore after last week.
No.
That's a pretty rich odd on the Dragons, just quietly. I'm not trying to take anything away from our boys, but Jesus, if you're a Dragons fan, you'd be pretty happy with those odds, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Cody Ramsey.
I'm going Cowboys.
Cody Ramsey's out for the Dragons. That's a big. He was just starting to play good custodian fullback football for him too.
Yeah, but Mbai's not a bad.
He seems
to go alright with the Dragons. Him and Hunt seem to work well together. But anyway,
I've never rated Mbai.
He was like a $1 million player there at one stage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because he was getting paid his contract out from Dogs, getting paid for the Tigers, and then when he represented Queensland in the Origin, he was a $1 million player.
Yeah.
I can't believe him.
Kind of, in a roundabout kind of way. Anyway.
Cowboys.
Sure.
Of course. Cool. 100%.
Morgs?
Go over Cowboys for this one.
All right.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Silly question. And yes, I also got the David Beefeater.
Yeah? Yeah. You get the David Beefeater?
I got the David Beefeater.
That's a good one. That's like
I didn't pay
that's
attention.
Good one. That's, it's right at the
what
top.
What was the other one? Daily Cheesy Evans or something?
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't do that one. But anyway, that's tipping for round 20. And tipping is brought to you by Be Clean NQ.
What do they do?
Stuff.
Clean bees.
Yeah,
okay,
right. Things. We got to record an ad for one of these.
Yeah,
tests.
Okay, all right. Just trying to help you out.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
We'll record it for the grand final.
Help a bro out.
It'll be all good for next year.
Keep telling you. Write it down and I'll come and...
Carpets, upholstery, curtains, air conditioners.
Not curtains.
Rugs.
Keep going.
Walls, cars,
no
offices.
No walls, no curtains, no bank, offices, but all the rest.
Bank accounts.
Yeah. Do you wash money?
I do. Only three.
Are you good with laundry?
No, very bad. Supercoach is thanks to Senate Boss.
Senate Boss.
And I got to say, I've been wearing the Senate Boss shirt that Paul gave me, and it is mint. 100% cotton.
Good fit.
Good quality.
100% cotton, and it feels quality.
And it feels like a shirt that's going to last a long time. It's not the thin, cheapy t-shirty feel.
No, that's right. And the print doesn't feel like it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about Vista print crap.
Yeah. No. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, this is quality.
But if you get over to senditboss.com.
Bottles too.
.au.
It is .au.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Bottles, fishing shirts.
Yeah.
Apparel.
Caps and hats. I've updated my Send It Boss bottle.
Mm. All right.
With a chug lid.
Yeah.
Hey.
Best move I've ever made. So
good.
Yeah. And just makes me use the bottle even more and more and more now.
Very good.
I'll be honest, it was a bit of a struggle to drink out of the big hole, So the chug lid, good.
Yeah, you don't want a big hole.
Saudi, my recommendation to you, mate, is I'd get on those.
It is hard to drink out of a big hole.
Yeah.
Old big hole frog.
Goes all over your eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Competition.
Step too far.
Get it over it. I mean, he's not wrong. Competition one, of winning that, Waning, Bennett, Anoomba Prawns, Grizzly Grubbers and Cunning Stunts are all on 28 points apiece. It's all locked up.
Ooh.
And in the second league, the Tamil Lolos and the Keggers are on 30 points apiece, with Watto's Warriors, Hammer That Hass and Got A Chance on 28 points apiece over there. I tell you what, Supercoach.
Yeah, screw Supercoach.
I've been three different leagues. Two of them are ours, and I played you, Pistol, in one of those.
Yeah,
couldn't even beat Pistol.
Did you lose?
Yeah,
blitzed him. Beat Pistol.
Blitzed him.
Could not beat Pistol.
Blitzed him, and I had Scotty Drink as me cap.
I went to
what Scotty Drink's.
Pistol was hammered when he picked
dragged.
His
team.
His contract talk on Supercoach when he was here at almost 700s, he's down to 547.
That's a crash market. It's like a crypto.
He's on the crypto contract negotiations.
I don't even know how I went.
And I'm playing you again this week in our league, and we're 18th and 20th.
Well.
Brilliant.
I don't know who I'm going to make me cap this week, because I do want to see Manly win, but
Suwali
might score about 7 on that wing. So
yeah, I've got Saab.
He might be my cap.
I lost 2 out of 2.
I got Saab, Olakau'atu. But anyway, it's heating up for those who are actually in it to win it, which is no one sitting at this table.
I don't even know the website.
I don't think even Georgie's in it to win.
Change here.
This one. Are you going to make a change right here, right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Scotty Drink from 5'8".
Next minute.
Are you going to drop Scotty Drink?
Just ditching Drinky on one bad game.
No, I'm making him fullback. I'm taking him out of 5'8 to fullback.
Who's going
to
be your 5'8?
Freeze up an interchange bench player for.
And who are you going to chuck in?
I'm going to have to make a trade here.
This is the thought process of Pistol.
We'll come back and check in.
I might have Keary. Yeah, I'll put Keary as a reserver.
Good move.
Supercoach for this year is brought to you by Send It Boss.
Good move, Coach.
Yeah. I saw Send It Boss on the back of a rally car.
Yeah?
Today. Yeah, that's Paul's.
That is Paul's.
Yeah.
In that case, I know where Paul lives.
Hey, shout out to Paul.
Yeah, very good. Not that that's a bad thing. It's all good. He knows where I live too, so 50-50. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of where you live, why do you keep finding lost dogs?
I don't know what it is.
Is it 2 in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, they just appear.
And it's always Tuesdays. Have you noticed that?
No.
It's suspicious.
It is. I try not to be suspicious.
It has been noted by me.
Why are you even on that page?
Once upon a time.
Yeah, right.
Thinking about moving in the area.
Yeah, okay.
Never really quit the group. just like keeping my eye on things.
That's right. There's people from Sydney in there. Yeah. And they're just like, what are you doing?
Just keep an eye on.
It's a community page for the local suburb.
Bloody dogs.
Are you in a pet? That's right. Yeah. I'm in it. I see it every now and then.
Yeah, no, we had a...
Rob's got another dog.
Yeah,
this
we had a dog from over the back appear at our front door last Tuesday. And I just take a photo. We take them in because we don't have any other dogs.
Take a photo, kick it back out.
And we take a photo and we just look after them because you can't just let them run in the street. Neither of them... Well, this one had a collar but not a phone number to call.
Oh, no tag.
And this one came from around the corner and up the street. So,
oh, we hate you taking dogs and give them food and water.
Yeah,
yeah, I reckon word's getting around.
I've been round Peace, Robert.
Old Buff might be down there next.
Buffy might turn up. Yeah,
hey, Buffer. Oh,
he's too lazy. He won't walk that far.
Buffer wouldn't go past the front door. He knows where his bread's buttered.
Doesn't hey, real quick, good story. Walking Buff with Pete once, right? He's telling me about how good Buff is and run away and really good and calm and happy. Next second, there's a bloody possum or something in the bushes. Buff tears off at a million miles an hour. Spend about the next 20 minutes walking a ditch trying to find Buff.
I got a good one with Buff too.
Shit, I'm thinking.
He was taking him for a walk.
Yeah.
Stopped at my place for a chat.
Yeah.
I've got a cat, don't I?
Oh, no. Had a cat.
No, no. My cat comes out and launches from out underneath from one of my cars because it gets out and Buff spotted her. I've never seen Buff move that fast.
Buff chases.
He's 40 kilo of muscle Rottweiler as well.
Pistol saw this happen, does a diving tackle on my aggregate driveway.
Ouch.
I think you lost a couple.
Yeah, I had a bit of bark come off.
Yeah, a bit of bark come off.
Because I didn't have the leash on him at the time, I don't think. No, I think I was just holding him.
No, because he never runs away.
Yeah.
Well behaved. Don't need a leash.
Loves a scooter, too.
Yeah, loves a scooter. Yes.
Fuck.
There's these poor girls that they hit on skateboards and shit. One day, of all times, like he's been out the front garage with me, cleaning me ute, all this. I've gone around the other side of the ute, and then next minute I just hear this, he's bailed him up on the road, and they're all of about 10 years old. And going, oh, shit.
Dog's bigger than me.
It's all right, girls. He just wants the wheels. He's not here to hurt you.
Just eat your
But,
eat
but
your
then boys. They learn from it. So every time when I'm walking in, they come past and they pick the skateboard up and just walk past.
Best way to. Pete's on a list.
They're traumatized.
PTSD. He's a shit of a dog, but I love him.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the night. We're here to lick our wounds and try and get some coin in there because we, you know, 23 grand would have been great last week, but it just didn't happen. All thanks to our good friends at Fusion Networks. It is time for Pistols Multi.
Yeah, look, the Ozaki 8 didn't quite work out for us last week. Had potential, didn't quite get up.
Didn't quite.
Well,
you got like 2 out of 8.
No, three out of eight. We needed Robson. He drops the ball from an inside run on Deere.
Yeah.
All right, that's gone. We need Felton to Lungy, probably the first time in Cowboy history one of our wingers hasn't scored a try. And then we needed Luch, and he came close.
Felt scored a penalty.
Felt did score a penalty. I've done the eye test, though, this week on all codes, and, look, I wasn't going to go into European soccer like Morgan does, so we ruled that one out. There's nothing happening with the golf. If there was, maybe get on Xander Scheffler or someone. I don't know. But the eye test on the odds this week, it doesn't look good. There's a lot of $1.10 favourites there. So we're just doing a Cowboy same game multi. Val, Meyer, Drink, Tommy D, anytime try scorers, 20 on, power played, 73-1. You'll win 14.60. I think they can do that against the Drags.
I don't see why not.
And
I like it.
And if you're really keen, get on the Triple J bet that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that was
Jason
Taumalolo, Jeremiah Nanai.
And either Jermaine. Jake or Jermaine, whoever plays out of those two.
Yeah. Not bad.
Okay.
All thanks to our good friends at Fusion Networks for all your computer and internet needs. Give Fusion Networks a call.
You could go on a Double D. You could go Drink in Dearden.
The Double D.
Oh, the Double D's. Drinking Deeds.
That is another Pistols multi for a week gone by. Coming up.
I like the Double D's.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Call it the motorboat bet.
Yay. Hello.
I like it. The playlist.
Hang on, Pete's just calculating a bet here.
Yes, yeah.
8-1 with the Double D's.
Yeah. That's not bad.
It's funny because the 8 looks...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Looks like boobies.
I might chuck a 5 on that.
Mr. Subtle over here.
Thanks, Rock. Getting us cancelled.
The Double D's with a G-Cup Griffin name. That's 51-1.
Yeah, right.
Double D's with a G.
Wow. It's in my search history. The playlist this week, as I was trying to get to, Frog. You want to kick it off? We'll just go in order that's written here. Why not?
Okay, okay. Remember what I picked? No, it's... hang on, give me one second.
Oh, I can tell you if you like.
Yeah, it's a new song, so I only heard it like the other day, and I just went, hey, that's not too bad. I like that.
I think this is from Top Gun.
Is it?
I think it's a beach scene, isn't it?
No.
I don't know. You've seen it three times. I've only seen it once.
It's One Republic. I Ain't Worried is the song. It's one of the, it's their new song out, so.
That's Top Gun.
Worried.
No, it's not a country song.
No, it's funky.
I just needed our playlist need a little bit more funkiness.
For the ladies out there, it's the music being played while Miles Teller is on the beach playing football.
Right.
They'll know what I mean.
Okay. Pistol?
Yeah, this week I have gone... My wife actually recommended this one. She was playing it all yesterday and said, oh, you should put this on. I said, you know what? I damn well will because I like it too. Blow Up the Pokies by the Whitlams. Yeah, they're also playing this Friday night at the Dally.
Almost as good as There's No Aphrodisiac.
True. But yeah, this Friday at the Dally, if anyone's a Whitlams fan, get on down. But yeah, Blow Up the Pokies. Bit of old school banging.
I just can't believe they're playing at the Mansfield.
Go on, gig.
Blow Up the Pokies.
Thirsty Mercs at the Mansfield.
I know. They're starting to. They've fixed up the back room. That's why. All right.
I've gone a bit of Gunners. Paradise City.
Good choice.
Grass is green.
And the girls are pretty.
That's what I was going to say.
And there's.
Oh, won't you please take me out?
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly.
That's almost. Yeah. I'm going to have to leave that in there now.
Sorry.
You know, I think that's how the pod starts this week.
Yeah.
I've got a tribute to West Tigers fans. I've got my friend Yeezy, Kanye Yeezy, El Presidente 2026, and I've gone Welcome to Heartbreak.
Okay.
It's a 2024 election.
It's 2024?
What is it?
Well, Biden been there for 2 years.
Welcome to Heartache, is
Mate,
it?
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know what time it's been.
Midterms are coming up.
Yeah, all right.
Get on the Trump.
Yeezy 2024.
The American politics over here. What's the song called? That's our playlist.
Welcome to Heartbreak by Kanye West. Yeezy's Kanye. Just, you know, for your old folk.
Yeezy.
Kanye.
Yeah, right.
It's that good. It's not even on Apple.
That's probably the thing.
It's probably because it has to be on like his own
stream. No, it is here. Sorry, I found it.
Yeah, sweet, cool. All right, thanks, Rams.
You had to look up Yeezy.
Yeah.
Is that like Banksy?
Yeah, they're both as weird as each other.
Kanye could be Banksy.
Ooh.
He is an artist. Artistic. Autistic.
He's a genius.
He's a genius. Self-proclaimed.
Yes, he's a wacky one.
He's got some thoughts.
He does.
Holy. There's a greyhound in Townsville in the next race called What a Bomber. It's the one. He's had 43 career starts, 23 wins, 14 places. All at the same track and distance.
Ah.
And his last 7 starts have been all wins.
What?
And he's paying $1.10.
Yeah, funny that. I wonder why. Well, anyway, you can find
us. Get on someone else.
You can find us at On The Ranch and Instagram, me at XRBob on Twitter, Pistol at the On The Spot Facebook page.
Sometimes.
If you're on any one of the socials, you can find Morgan Holmes Evans.
Yeah, I'm busy putting a bet on Water Bomber.
And you can find a Bucking Frog MC on the same ones.
I'm going to get on See Me Bolt.
Different profile. I'm just a profile.
Well, you never know. Morgs and Mick.
Go over one.
Go the 5. See Me Bolt.
Swipe left on that.
Go the cows.
Go Cowboys.
Up the Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Bring it home, boys. Bring it home.
Triple J.
Sorry,
2D's Energy.
Like and subscribe.
Come on, Manly. Get your shit together.